Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
I'm Joffrey McClung, and this is Spiritual Common Sense on HealthyLife.net. Well, we have just entered the year 2025, and New Year's tends to give us feelings of beginning again or starting over with a clean slate. Perhaps that's why we do different resolutions at the beginning of each year, deciding what we wish to experience and what we wish to create. I say every year to make this the year that you fall in love with yourself. And I will say that again, but I will add, make this the year that your self-discovery reveals to you your magnificence, your grandness, and your open, loving heart. We are all created to be quite magnificent in our own unique way. I'm still discovering my magnificence each and every day. And I hope that 2025 is the year that you begin to connect to your magnificence in a deeper, more real way. In fact, add it to your affirmation list, if you do affirmations. I am discovering my magnificence more and more every day in every way possible now. Now, in my inspiration segment, I will discuss the importance of self-awareness. And in the homework segment, I'm going to talk about the importance of learning to like yourself. All of these things should make 2025 a much more loving year. However, first, we're going to be speaking with an author, Dennis J. Henson, who wrote the book Real Impact, Daily Inspiration. Dennis is currently the founder and president of Vanguard Marketing and Investments, Inc., and a renowned leader and educator in both the real estate and the personal growth industry. He was stumped for a moment when a podcast host asked him, if you can name one thing that has the greatest impact on all your students, what would it be? And then it became clear to him, form a habit of reading something every day that educates or inspires you. Real Impact is designed to get people beyond doubting themselves and believe they can achieve their goals. Welcome, Dennis.
Thank you very much for having me, Joffrey.
Oh, I'm delighted. I'm going to start with the first question I ask everybody. Where were you born, and what did you dream of becoming when you grew up?
I was born in Northeast Alabama in a hospital in Gadsden, and we moved. We went back to home in Center. I grew up in Center, Alabama, just a little town at the foot of the Blue Ridge Mountains.
And what did you dream of becoming when you grew up?
Well, when I was a very young boy, all I cared about was football. I really wanted to play football, but I was just too small on the only weighed about 80 pounds, but every time there was a recess or a break of any kind, lunch, I would go out and try to start a football game. So when I got old enough to play, I went out the first day, and they gave me a helmet and some gear. And then I saw something really unusual. I saw my father over on the sideline talking to the coach. So I thought, well, this is really strange. I've never seen my father at school. So I went over, and he took my helmet and handed it to the coach and said, my son's not going to be playing football. So that was the end of my dream of becoming a football player.
Why did your dad say that? Did he not want you to get hit, or?
Well, I just weighed 80 pounds, and the other guys weighed, 120 to 180. I would have probably been hurt.
You would have been decimated, I have a feeling.
We were very poor and couldn't afford it, so I joined the band started playing the drums.
Oh, you did? Oh, you played the drums in the band. Okay, well, that's really cool. Well, you mentioned your dad. What were your parents like? Can you tell us a little bit about what they were like?
Well, my mother was just wonderful. I mean, she was kind and sweet and gentle and loving and supported me in anything I wanted to do. But my father was a disabled veteran. He had been in World War II and was hurt really bad. And because of that, he had PTSD, which they didn't have those letters back then, but he had it. And he was very nervous and very a difficult person to get along with. He didn't like any kind of noise or anything, and he wanted to control everything. So it was a strained relationship with my father.
So your mother supported everything you did. Your dad had PTSD, which I'm sorry they did not treat. My uncle, who did World War II, also had it. And he got worse as he got older. It just breaks my heart. But, all right, so your mother was behind you all the way. Your dad did watch out for you for football. That was a good thing. were you taught religiously or spiritually?
Well, every time the church door opened, my mother was Southern Baptist, and she taught all of the, she taught Sunbeam, she taught GAs, I was in the choir. Every time the church door was open, we were there. So I grew up in the Southern Baptist Church, and I actually got a double or triple dose, so I'm very familiar with that religion.
Okay, I understand that. Well, let me ask you, so you were obviously very musical. You played the drums. You sang in the choir. Any dreams of doing that out in the world?
Well, when I was in school, I hated school. I mean, I didn't take books home. I didn't want to go to class. I'd be sick as often as I could so I didn't have to go. I just really didn't want to be in school. So one day, a concert band from Jacksonville State University came and put on a concert. And after the concert was over, the band director said, "We have a little treat for you. We brought our marching drum section, and they're going to play." So they went out. It was in an auditorium. They went out and strapped on the drums, and then they did something strange. They all put on sunglasses. And they started playing, and oh my, I had never seen anything or believed there was anything like that existed. It was just so good. It affected me. So I went to my band director and said, "I've got to be in that group. How do I get in that drum section?" And he said, "Well, you're going to have to go to college, and you're going to have to start studying because you're failing the ninth grade." And I said, okay. If that's what I have to do. So I brought my D and F average up to A and B. And over the next 3 years, I took books home, I studied, I did whatever was necessary. And then the next year, I was accepted into Jacksonville State University and ended up playing in the drum section and becoming the section leader.
You definitely have music in your veins. And the music also got you to wake up and study and get to college, which is a good thing. Well, what did you major in college, Dennis?
I'm sorry, ask me again.
What did you major in college?
Oh, I majored in music education with a minor in history. And then in graduate school, I majored in theory and composition. So I wrote music for bands. In fact, I wanted to be a band director. And once I got into college, I thought, well, I'd love to be a band director and direct the bands. And so I graduated and taught in high school for a couple of years. And then I decided I really want to be a college band director. So So I went back and got a master's degree and started work on my doctorate. And I got a really good job offer back in Georgia, and I took that, but it was a high school. So I wasn't really, I wanted to be a college band director. So when Georgia Tech offered me the position, their college band director, I jumped at it. So I moved to Atlanta. I was to sign the contract the next day, and a large company called and wanted to hire me. I said, well, no, I have the ideal job. I'm going to be band director at Georgia Tech, so you can't hire me. And they said, well, just come on up. We'll give you a round-trip ticket. They flew me to Memphis, bought me a stay, and offered me 20 times the salary of my
and
Georgia Tech.
And this was
Tech
for
office.
What job again?
It was a job with Henco Incorporated. It was a sales position. And
I was going to ask you how you went from doing being band leader and loving music to moving into real estate. So really that job, I take it you took the job.
I did. I was a young boy, and I had never had any money before in my life. And the thought of the kind of money they were talking about, I couldn't turn it down, and I didn't. And I actually did make all that money. I bought a Mercedes and a new home. I got married. I had toys. I was just really, was a wonderful new world. And I really never regretted. I love business. I still, you know, that was over 50 years ago. I still love business. I like music. I mean, I enjoy music, but it's not where I want to be. I really enjoy what I'm doing now in business.
Well, obviously you're a good salesman because they paid you a lot of money to become a good salesman. All right, so so you went into real estate, and then you, what was one of the lessons you learned through some bad experience in your life, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I've had so many bad experiences. One of the things I've learned...
Oh, you're not alone.
That bad experiences are not really something that should get you down. Bad experiences are simply stepping stones. One of the quotes in my book, in the back of the book, says, embrace failure because it's your best teacher. So, you know, I've had several businesses that failed and lost everything. But when I came through that and continued, I knew what not to do the next time and was able to improve every time. Most people who have had a great deal of business success have experienced a lot of failures because that's just part of the game. And
well, that's how you learn.
Business
exactly
is a game.
Well, let me ask you, what made you write Real Impact? What spurred you to write this book?
When I moved to Texas and started investing in real estate in Texas, I was having a lot of success, but I wanted to attend real estate investor meetings. And there were plenty of them in Texas. They were just, Texas is a big place, and I had to drive too far. So I thought, well, I'll start one here in Arlington. So I started the AREA, Arlington Real Estate Association of Investors. And it became big. I mean, it was a great group. And one of my members came up one day and said, I'm retiring. His name was Mike. He said, I'm retiring in a couple of weeks, and I'm going to pay you to teach me to do what you do. And I said, well, Mike, I'm sorry, I'm not interested. I'm doing my real estate. I have my meeting. I don't really have time to do any teaching. And he said, you don't understand. I'm retiring in a couple of weeks, and you're going to teach me. And I said, I just wasn't for it. So he said, well, let me take you to lunch, and we'll discuss it. I met him for lunch, and at the end of lunch, he pulled out his checkbook, and he handed it to me. And he said, you fill out the amount. And I thought, well, I'll fix him. I'll put an amount here that he will certainly never pay. And he didn't even look at it. He just signed the check, tore it out, and handed it to me. That's when I started teaching. So I thought, well, if people are going to pay me this kind of money to teach, I'm sorry?
Why did you write the book?
Well, I'm getting there. I thought if I was going
we
to
We got
to
pick it up. We're getting, you know, we got a lot to talk about.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. So my students were super successful. And for that reason, people would ask me to speak and have me on a podcast. So one day, one of the podcasters said, why are your students so successful? What's the one thing that would help our audience be successful? I said, well, I have my students change their habits. If they can form success habits, they'll be successful. And he said, well, what's the number one success habit? And I said, form the habit of reading something positive every day that moves you toward your goal. So at the end of that, I thought, man, wouldn't it be great if there were a tool, you know, something, an app or a book, and then it hit me. I'll write a book to make it easy for people to form the goal, to form the habit of reading every day, to move them closer to their goal. And that's when I started on Real Impact Daily Inspiration.
Yeah, you did. Okay, let's move on. You have many, 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 many stories in your book. Tons of them. Is there a story that's not in your book that you wished was?
Well, the biggest problem I had in writing the book was I had 100 stories, more than 100 stories, and I had to trim them down to just the best, I think there's 45, to just the best 45, and I had to leave out quite a number of others. And they're all my favorite stories. I mean, there's another 55 stories that I wish I could have put in the book that I didn't.
That'll be in your second book.
Oh, yeah, I have Real Impact 2 and Real Impact 3. So, yes, I am already writing those other books.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, you wrote about Lincoln. It went on and on. It was quite a long story, except for Disney. Yes. You went very long on Disney as well. But why is Lincoln one of the longest stories, and what do you hope people get from reading the story about Lincoln?
Well, his tenacity, and also the underlying theme was he was illiterate and his family was illiterate and they had no money. So how did he go from there to becoming the President of the United States, one of the greatest orators that ever lived? Well, it shows how he loved to read, and he read and he read, and then he discovered he loved the law, and he started reading about the law, and he became one of the top attorneys in the state of Illinois, and eventually he went into politics, and he read about that. And so it goes along with the theme of the book that reading will change your life if you're reading to improve yourself. So that's why the Lincoln story is in there.
Oh, I think it was quite brilliant. And my dad read every day. He had thousands of books. We finally had to get rid of them once he passed away. There were just too many books, but he read every day. He was raised in an orphanage in Fort Worth, Texas. So to him, reading was vitally important. So I think you're on a good, I think you're surrounded by good people who know that reading can change you. You quote Arnold Schwarzenegger saying, "The mind is the limit. As long as the mind can envision the fact that you can do something, you can do it as long as you really believe it 100%. I take it you believe that as well, Dennis.
Absolutely do. Actually, that's a kind of a takeoff on a Napoleon Hill quote. That you can if you can believe it, if your mind can believe it, you can achieve it. That's another quote in the book, and I sincerely believe that. I think that your desires are gifts from God, and if you don't act on them, you're just pushing away the gift. So if you can develop a burning desire to do something, it doesn't have to be business, it could be something religious, find a mate, it could be anything. But if you can develop a burning desire and see yourself there and move toward it every day, you can achieve anything.
Oh, I totally in agreement with you. I come up from a spiritual angle, changing your negative beliefs to more positive, loving beliefs. But it's the same concept. If you believe you can do it, you can do it. That's the truth of the matter. We're going to be talking a little bit further about your book when we come back from commercial. I want to talk about a few things, actually. Albert Einstein's quotation as well. We are talking with Dennis J. Henson, who wrote the book, Real Impact, Daily Inspiration. It's quite a wonderful book. It has beautiful stories all throughout it, lovely quotes. And now we will be talking to him when we come back from commercial about a few more of these quotes that I want to ask him about. I'm Joffrey McClung. This is Spiritual Common Sense on HealthyLife.net.
MySpiritualCommonSense.com is Joffrey McClung's website, where you can find a plethora of information to help you put some common sense into your spiritual conversations. Not only will you find out more about Joffrey, but you can read her blog and watch her one-minute weekly videos highlighting tips on how to stay conscious and keep growing. You can even get a free affirmations booklet if you join Joffrey's mailing list. So remember to visit MySpiritualCommonSense.com. That's MySpiritualCommonSense.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Self-love is one of the most important love relationships you can have. We are all searching for more love in our life, and it really starts with you. Now there's a guide and workbook that gives you life-changing and powerful insights to help you through an enlightening self-discovery process to self-love, and you can get it on Amazon.com. The Heart of the Matter, a workbook and guide to finding your way back to self-love by Joffrey McClung. Get it today. The Heart of the Matter, a workbook and guide to finding your way back to self-love on Amazon.com.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
If you want a master class on how loss can become your greatest teacher, then get the book How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live by Joffrey McClung. Following a period of loss through Joffrey's life, you'll discover how she overcame challenges to find the many gifts that helped her transcend to her authentic self. Get How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live at Amazon.com. Take Joffrey's lessons to help you overcome your grief and loss. How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live on Amazon.com.
No matter what is happening on the outside, to make a difference, work on the inside. You are part of the fabric of life. Have a positive impact on yourself and others. Take a break from the dark side. Listen to the positive side of podcasts. HRNradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joffrey McClung, and this is Spiritual Common Sense. We are speaking with author Dennis J. Henson, who wrote the book Real Impact, Daily Inspiration. You have so many cool quotes in this book, besides the lovely stories. I can't even talk about the Disney story. It went on and on, and I just adored it. But you have a quote from Albert Einstein, which I love being an artist. Imagination is the preview to coming attractions. Why did you include that quote in your book?
Well, when I first read the quote, it just perfectly matched all of the things I believe. It's Einstein, so it has a lot of weight. I mean, if Albert Einstein said it must be correct or pretty close, and it brings across what I'm trying to say. And it's the same way with all of the quotes. Even though there's hundreds, maybe even 1,000 quotes, they're all powerful because I removed another 1,000 or 2,000 so that the book wouldn't be an encyclopedia.
Well, no, no, your book was quite beautiful. It was not an encyclopedia, but I love that quote. Being an artist, imagination is key to all art. So I think it is a preview of what's coming. And if you believe it 100%, as Arnold Schwarzenegger quote said, you can have it. You also quote Winston Churchill saying, "There comes a special moment in everyone's life, a moment for which that person was born." So which moment were you born for, Dennis?
I think it was when I decided to write this book. I sincerely believe that this is going to live past me. You know, I'm in the winter months of my life, and I spent 5 years on this hoping and believing that it was going to change a lot of people for the better. You know, young people that haven't decided which direction their life is going to go and how to get there can take this book and change the direction of their future just 1 or 2 degrees and make a tremendous difference. And I just think the more people read the book and use it the way it was intended, the better the world's going to be. And so that was my life changing. And it was like, once you read the book, you're going to see 2 or 3 places like Disney where he was riding on a train and he was almost asleep and the train jolted and woke him up, and he came up with he'd lost all his characters and came up with a brilliant new character, and the character's name was Mickey Mouse. So it was, mm-hmm. It was like it just hit him. Of course, he was going to name it Mortimer, but his wife talked him into changing the name to Mickey, which I think was a good change.
Yes, I think Mortimer might be a bit more complicated, especially for the little ones. Mortimer. Your book is quite brilliant, I have to say. What's your favorite story? And if you had to pick one, what's your favorite story in the book?
Well, that's like asking someone, you got 10 kids, who's your favorite child? I love the one about the Andrews sisters, because mm-hmm. I didn't know the Andrews sisters, and I didn't know that I knew the Andrews sisters. When I was coming up, you know, every Christmas, you hear all these Christmas records with Bing Crosby and Andrews sisters, and most of them, you didn't even know it. And then I found out, well, these girls were the top singing group of the 20th century. For 3/4 of the 20th century, it took the Beatles to knock them out of first place. That's how popular they were. They sold between 80 and 90 million albums in a time where it was a depression. And they one song that they published, it was right during World War II, and shellac was being held back. You know, you could only get so much for each record company. Well, when they published this song, Decca Records ran out of shellac. They couldn't publish. They couldn't put out any record. They used it all up on that one Andrews Sisters tune. It was drinking rum and Coca-Cola. Other record companies had to loan them enough shellac so that they could stay in business.
That's too fun. That is a wonderful story. I think mine was Sylvester Stallone. He never gave up. He didn't sell out. And he ended up, you know, making the movie, The Rocky, and winning Academy Awards and all sorts of good things. I think that's one of my favorite stories. I think it says it all. Do not give up, people. Don't give up. I love the fact, you write about, we can't really get it, we only got about 2.5 minutes left, but you talk about The Strangest Secret, which is about Earl Nightingale. I love the fact that Earl's mother said, no single book has all the answers. Is that why you think it's important to constantly read, so you get many, many answers from different books?
I do. When I first started in business, they gave me 3 books, and those 3 books changed the direction of my life. So I know that works.
What 3 books were they?
Everything. It was Think and Grow Rich, The Greatest Salesman in the World, and Success, the Glenn Bland Method. And everything I learned.
I don't think Grow Rich, that's Napoleon Hill.
I'm sorry?
story?
And those what changed your life is reading those three books versus writing this book. Although I think there's many things that change our lives, to be honest with you. Well, I think your book is quite marvelous. I love the stories. I love the quotes. What do you hope people get out of reading your book?
Well,
we got about a minute left.
I hope it puts them on a direction toward success in whatever their endeavors are. I hope they're able to reach their fondest desires, and I hope it challenges them to do that. And if it's okay, I'd like to give all of your listeners an e-book, if that's okay with you.
That's fine with me.
Okay.
So where do they get this e-book?
RealImpactBook.com, scroll down to the bottom. It says podcast attendees. They click on that, put in their email. I'll send them the book, no charge. I'm not going to spam them with emails. I'm just going to send them the book because I know
All right,
they
so they
read
go
it
to, let's say how they go there again. They go to realimpact.com, is that correct?
Realimpactbook.com.
The book. Realimpactthebook.com.
No, not
scroll
not
down
the
to
book.
The box.
Real Impact Book. REALIMPECT book, BOOK.com.
Okay, realimpactbook.com. Scroll down to the bottom, click on the podcast, and you'll get a free ebook, correct?
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, that's fantastic. I love that. I think that's thrilling. I hope everybody goes to his website and gets the free book. It will change your life, and we all should read every day. We've been talking with Dennis J. Henson, who wrote Real Impact, Daily Inspiration. Where can they follow you?
Go to realimpactbook.com, and it says Contact Us up in the corner. Just click on that, and I'll put you on a list.
All right. Well, listen, you've been quite lovely. Have a great day. This is Joffrey McClung on Spiritual Common Sense on HealthyLife.net.
Self-love is one of the most important love relationships you can have. We are all searching for more love in our life, and it really starts with you. Now there's a guide and workbook that gives you life-changing and powerful insights to help you through an enlightening self-discovery process to self-love, and you can get it on Amazon.com. The Heart of the Matter, a workbook and guide to finding your way back to self-love by Joffrey McClung. Get it today. The Heart of the Matter, a workbook and guide to finding your way back to self-love on Amazon.com.
For the best in business class travel, count on Cheapo Air. Cheapo Air has the best price guarantee, 24/7 customer service, and easy booking online or by phone. To experience your hassle-free journey, start by going to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Cheapo Air.
If you want a master class on how loss can become your greatest teacher, then get the book How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live by Joffrey McClung. Following a period of loss through Joffrey's life, you'll discover how she overcame challenges to find the many gifts that helped her transcend to her authentic self. Get How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live at Amazon.com. Take Joffrey's lessons to help you overcome your grief and loss. How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live on Amazon.com.
Discover the world's largest anti-aging organization, Life Extension. For the best information, vitamins, and supplements, you just can't beat Life Extension. To start extending your life, go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Life Extension banner.
MySpiritualCommonSense.com is Joffrey McClung's website, where you can find a plethora of information to help you put some common sense into your spiritual conversations. Not only will you find out more about Joffrey, but you can read her blog and watch her one-minute weekly videos highlighting tips on how to stay conscious and keep growing. You can even get a free affirmations booklet if you join Joffrey's mailing list. So remember to visit MySpiritualCommonSense.com. That's MySpiritualCommonSense.com.
Uplifting Talk. HealthyLife.net.
Hi, I'm Joffrey McClung, and this is Spiritual Common Sense on HealthyLife.net. This inspires me. We all need to be inspired to go beyond what we've known, to do what we've longed to do, but we're afraid to do it. to remember that life is to be a great adventure and to not let worries or fears make it simply mundane. My hope is this segment will encourage you, move you, and enthuse you to also become an inspiration for others. This month's inspiration is self-awareness. Self-awareness is described as the ability to understand and be aware of your own thoughts, feelings, and actions, and how they relate to your values and internal standards. It is also vital for self-love. You cannot get to self-love without understanding your thoughts and feelings and being aware of your actions. It is literally impossible. Self-awareness enables you to understand yourself at a deeper level and gives you the ability to make changes that need changing in yourself. The old saying, you can't change what you don't recognize and acknowledge, is one of the reasons self-awareness is a key component for self-love. I've talked about it in the past. Here's a short story that not only highlights the importance of understanding your beliefs, your feelings, and your actions, but also shows how much damage it can do to you when you are unself-aware. There once was a pregnant lion that was on its last legs. She died soon after giving birth. The newborn, not knowing what to do, makes its way into the nearby field and mingles with a herd of sheep. The mother's sheep seized the cub and decided to raise it as its own. And so the lion cub grows up along with other sheep and starts thinking and acting just like a sheep. It would bleat like a sheep and even eat grass. But it was never truly happy. For one, it always felt that there was something missing. And secondly, the other sheep constantly ridiculed it for being so different. They would say, "You're so ugly. Your voice sounds so weird. Why can't you bleat properly like the rest of us? You are a disgrace to the sheep community." The lion would just stand there and take in all of these remarks, feeling extremely sad. It felt it had let down the sheep community by being so different, and that it was a waste of space. One day, an older lion from a far-off jungle sees the herd of sheep, decides to attack it. While attacking, it sees the young lion running away along with the other sheep. Curious as to what is happening, the older lion decides to stop chasing the sheep and pursues the young lion instead. It pounces on the lion and growls, asking it, "Why is it running away with the sheep?" The young lion shakes in fear and says, "Please don't hurt me. I'm just a young sheep. Please let me go." Upon hearing this, the older lion growls, "That's nonsense. You're not a sheep. You're a lion, just like me." The young lion simply repeats, "I know I'm a sheep. Please let me go." At this point, the older lion gets an idea. He drags the young lion to a river nearby and asks it to look at its reflection. Upon looking at the reflection, the lion, much to its own astonishment, realizes who it really is. It was not a sheep. It was a mighty lion. The young lion feels so thrilled that it lets out a mighty roar. The roar echoes from all the corners of the jungle and frightens the living daylights out of all the sheep that were hiding behind the bushes to see what was happening. They all flee away. No longer will the sheep be able to make fun of the lion or even stand close to it. For the lion has found its true nature and its true herd. I love this story for several reasons. First off, I love the fact that the older lion lives in all of us. It represents our true self, our awareness. As I've said in the past, we are born with everything we need for the journey before us, including an older lion that lives within us and knows how grand and magnificent we truly are. And the second reason I love this story is the young lion. While the young lion lived with a negative belief that he was small and defenseless against all the enemies in the world, just like the sheep, he was able to have self-reflection, when he looked into the river and saw who he truly was. How many of us carry around negative beliefs about who we are? Beliefs we picked up from bad parenting, bad teachers, bad peers, media, government, and even religion about how weak and defenseless we are against the world. That's why this month's inspiration is self-awareness, to become aware how magnificently grand we truly are, to look inward and discover our loving, compassionate, and empathetic hearts, to uncover our strengths, our courage, and the wisdom that lies in all of our souls. Here are some things people who are self-aware do. Add them to your list of things to do as well. People who are self-aware recognize their strengths and challenges. They can understand and communicate their needs and feelings. They can recognize the needs and feelings of others. And they can see how their actions affect others. They can develop a growth mindset and learn from mistakes. They can objectively evaluate themselves. They can align their behaviors with their values. So to practice self-awareness, become curious about who you are. Let your walls down, especially to yourself. Pay attention to your thoughts and what thoughts make you feel bad compared to what thoughts make you feel good. And look in the mirror. Actually, look in the mirror and recognize the powerful, magnificent being looking back at you. That's why our first inspiration for 2025 is self-awareness. Not to discover how bad or weak or imperfect we are, but to unearth the true beauty that lies underneath all our masks and security blankets. To connect to the peace of the divine that lives in all of us, and to have faith that we truly do have everything we need for the journey if we become self-aware. It's time to let go of feeling like a victim and to embrace our power, and the only way to embrace our power is to become self-aware. To look deeply at our feelings and thoughts and the actions that come out of our feelings and thoughts. And trust that we can change our negative, limiting beliefs into more expansive, loving ones. It's time to stop bleating and instead roar loudly and clearly. To own our power, to change and to expand our beliefs, to embrace our grandness. That's why this month's inspiration is self-awareness. I'm Joffrey McClung, and this is Spiritual Common Sense.
If you want a master class on how laws can become your greatest teacher, then get the book How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live by Joffrey McClung. Following a period of laws through Joffrey's life, you'll discover how she overcame challenges to find the many gifts that helped her transcend to her authentic self. Get How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live at Amazon.com. Take Joffrey's lessons to help you overcome your grief and loss. How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live on Amazon.com.
If you want USA and worldwide car rentals, choose rentacar.com. Free cancellations on most bookings, no hidden charges. They are trusted by over 4 million customers. Visit our advertiser page and click on the Rent-A-Car banner.
Self-love is one of the most important love relationships you can have. We are all searching for more love in our life, and it really starts with you. Now there's a guide and workbook that gives you life-changing and powerful insights to help you through an enlightening self-discovery process to self-love, and you can get it on Amazon.com. The Heart of the Matter, a workbook and guide to finding your way back to self-love by Joffrey McClung. Get it today. The Heart of the Matter, a workbook and guide to finding your way back to self-love on Amazon.com.
If you're not in the U.S., listen up. SureTrader is one of the most trusted and reliable names in share trading. With 6-to-1 leverage and other perks, SureTrade is the best for penny stocks and day trades. To find out more, visit our advertiser page and click on the SureTrader banner.
MySpiritualCommonSense.com is Joffrey McClung's website, where you can find a plethora of information to help you put some common sense into your spiritual conversations. Not only will you find out more about Joffrey, but you can read her blog and watch her one-minute weekly videos highlighting tips on how to stay conscious and keep growing. You can even get a free affirmations booklet if you join Joffrey's mailing list. So remember to visit MySpiritualCommonSense.com. That's MySpiritualCommonSense.com.
You're listening to CHSR Real Radio on the web.
This is Spiritual Common Sense on HealthyLife.net. This month's spiritual homework is to like yourself. So what does it mean to like yourself? To like yourself means to appreciate things about yourself. It means to recognize your strengths and gifts. It means to enjoy being with yourself. I do enjoy being with myself. I always have. But it shifted greatly as I moved more into my sense of self-love. I actually made myself laugh the other day as I was walking around the house. I said something silly to the kitty, and it made me literally chuckle out loud. At that moment, I liked my sense of humor. Now, I had a friend who unfortunately passed on, but I'll never forget her loud laughter and her louder voice. If you went into a restaurant, you could always find Robin by the loudness of her voice or her laughter. She had been told, when she was a kid, not to talk so loudly. But she eventually became aware of the theater world, became a part of the theater world. And fortunately, in the theater world, we have a lot more room to be ourselves. So Robin always talked loudly and laughed loudly. And sometimes it did make me shudder, particularly when we were having a conversation that should have been, frankly, quietly discussed. But the whole restaurant could hear our conversation through Robin's voice. Robin mirrored for me the importance of liking yourself, including your loud voice and your loud laughter, even if some might find it irritating. I can't tell you how many times I wish I'd heard that loud voice now. I also remember sitting at a restaurant and my dad breaking out laughing, saying how much I used my hands when I spoke. Now, I was a teenager then, so frankly, it pissed me off. But my dad continued laughing, throwing his hands all around, mimicking how I spoke. Now, when I moved to New York, I noticed many people use their hands when they were speaking, so I fit right in. I now can say I like my gregariousness. Maybe I'm not subtle, waspy Protestant, but instead, I now embrace my unreserved traits and let my hands express themselves. My sister, who had some issues and was very insecure, actually did like herself when she was working with immigrant children who had recently moved to Texas. She worked with young Muslim kids ages 7 through 9 once a week. She taught them how to set tables, how to write thank you cards, and so much more. I will never forget her smile when she said a little boy said, "I don't need to set the table. Girls do that." She said, "All right. So sit to the side while I teach the others how to set the table." Needless to say, the boy joined everyone and began to set the tables and actually enjoyed himself, bragging for Andy, my sister, to come see what he had done. We all have things that we like about ourselves, but how often do we recognize and celebrate these traits or gifts? So I want you to make this month a month you notice things that you do that you actually like about yourself. Maybe you simply give somebody on the street asking for money a couple of coins. The next time you do that, I want you to be grateful to yourself for your generosity and your kindness. Those are two things that you can like about yourself. Maybe you dream big dreams. Dreams so large that your family or friends tell you your dreams are too big. Celebrate your big dreams. Do not hide them from anyone. As I've said in the past, and I'll say it again and again, you have everything you need already inside of you for the journey before you. So if you're a big dreamer, that was put inside of you for this journey. So embrace it and like that aspect of yourself. To like yourself means to celebrate and appreciate the very aspects of yourself. It's not looking for someone outside of yourself to approve of you or to say that you're likable. But it's about appreciating yourself and knowing that you are likable to yourself. So, how do we discover the things that we like about ourselves? Here are some ideas that may help you along the way. You can make a list and write down the things that you like about yourself, such as your laughter, your generosity, your loud voice, or your big dreams. Number two, another way that you can like yourself is to be kind to yourself. Speak kindly to yourself and celebrate your accomplishments, big and small. I know way too many people who skip the small accomplishments and move right into worry. Don't do that. Celebrate all of your accomplishments, big, small, and tiny. Number three, embrace your uniqueness. In other words, to be authentic and unapologetically yourself, even if it pisses somebody off. Too many people make themselves small so other people around them will be comfortable. Stop that behavior. It's of no use. Celebrate being you. Number four, set aside time to do things that make you happy, whether it's reading a good book, such as Real Impact, taking a long walk, or sitting in a hot tub. Do things that make you happy every day. It will not only lift your spirits, but it will lift your resonance as well. And when our resonance is lifted, that's when good things can flow to us. Number five, practice self-care physically, psychologically, and spiritually. Physically, if you don't work out, begin a small workout session. And if you do work out, lifting weights, doing cardio, perhaps add some yoga so that you can stretch and become mindful. And if you only do yoga, then add some weights or cardio to your practice. Mix it up. Psychologically, pay attention to what's in your mind. Throw those negative thoughts out the window. They are no use to you. It's your negative ego lying to you. And spiritually, open up to new ideas and new concepts. Don't be afraid to discover new ways to connect to the divine. The divine doesn't really care how you connect, just that you do. Lastly, never compare yourself to others. Only focus on positive thinking. This one's extremely important. We waste so much of our life comparing ourselves to other people. Try to decide whether they are better than us or worse than us. In my book, The Heart of the Matter, I mention the tendency of us to judge others and ourselves. When you move into self-love, you will no longer compare yourself to other people. You will recognize that everyone's on their own path, learning the lessons they need to learn. These are just a few examples of ways to like yourself, to appreciate yourself. If you find other things that make you feel good about yourself, do them and add them to your daily life. Self-love teaches us that we are lovable, loving, and loved. And the way to get there is for you to learn to like yourself. That's why this month's homework is to learn to like yourself and discover new things that actually excite you about being you. I'm Joffrey McClung. This is Spiritual Common Sense on HealthyLife.net.
Self-love is one of the most important love relationships you can have. We are all searching for more love in our life, and it really starts with you. Now there's a guide and workbook that gives you life-changing and powerful insights to help you through an enlightening self-discovery process to self-love, and you can get it on Amazon.com. The Heart of the Matter, a workbook and guide to finding your way back to self-love by Joffrey McClung. Get it today. The Heart of the Matter, a workbook and guide to finding your way back to self-love on Amazon.com.
Roku is like having your own video library with over 300,000 choices. And it's the best way to get Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, and so much more. There's a Roku player for every budget, so go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on the Roku banner.
If you want a master class on how loss can become your greatest teacher, then get the book How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live by Joffrey McClung. Following a period of loss through Joffrey's life, you'll discover how she overcame challenges to find the many gifts that helped her transcend to her authentic self. Get How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live at Amazon.com. Take Joffrey's lessons to help you overcome your grief and loss. How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live on Amazon.com.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
MySpiritualCommonSense.com is Joffrey McClung's website, where you can find a plethora of information to help you put some common sense into your spiritual conversations. Not only will you find out more about Joffrey, but you can read her blog and watch her one-minute weekly videos highlighting tips on how to stay conscious and keep growing. You can even get a free affirmations booklet if you join Joffrey's mailing list. So remember to visit MySpiritualCommonSense.com. That's MySpiritualCommonSense.com.
Eclectic Talk with a positive twist. HealthyLife.net.
Thanks for joining me. I hope you got some inspiration, some information, and some spiritual homework that will move you forward. And please follow me on Facebook or Instagram. Also check out my website at MySpiritualCommonSense.com. I have great blogs there, and you can read a little bit about my books on my website. I hope I've left you with some things that no longer serve you and picked up some things that celebrate you and who you are becoming. And remember, you are glorious, magnificent, and stunning in the universe's eyes, and have always been and will always be lovable, loving, and loved. Until next time, be the light the world needs and have love for all. This is Joffrey McClung for Spiritual Common Sense on HealthyLife.net. Have a joyful, loving, self-loving month.